I love the message of the song that we just sang. This is my Father's world. And everything about the world points toward God. Everything about the created world points towards God. You can see signs of Him in every bit of creation. And that song highlights how it does. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their maker's praise. When everything in the world does its job, when it does what it was designed to do, what it was made to do, when it's dependable, then it reflects on the God who ordered it all and designed it all and put it all together. And it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. But the message of the song is not just that God's world is so beautiful, nor that God's world is so dependable and reliable that everything points back to Him so that it all praises Him. But the message of the song also is that if God was powerful enough to create the world, and if everything in the world and doing its job points back to Him, then you can take it to the bank that God is actually in charge of the world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems all so strong, God is the ruler yet. Even though there are things in God's creation that frustrate God by rebelling against Him, it is still true that God is in charge. And even though it seems like things are going wrong and evil may at times be winning. In fact, it probably always seems like evil's winning because you turn on the news and it seems like something's going wrong every day. COVID, Afghanistan, horrors, flooding, things that we can't imagine. It makes it all seem like evil is winning. But the message of the song is that the battle is not done. A Jesus who died will be satisfied. And the song goes on to say that everything will be reconciled. Earth and heaven will be one. That is a beautiful thought. The thought that no matter what is going on, you can entrust yourself to God because He's going to make it all work out. He's going to make every moment of suffering worthwhile in glory. And that your suffering, your laboring for God is not in vain. I love how Terry just led us in prayer and he reminded us to look back at the cross. And he expressed faith in our prayer that when we do look back at the cross, that we can see that the message of the cross is effective. And that what Jesus did on the cross in allowing Himself to be overtaken and overwhelmed by evil is actually in effect conquering evil. That Jesus could take the very worst that evil had to dish out, the killing and the putting to death of the body that was the connection between heaven and earth. And through that, He could allow love to conquer all. And for love to be put on full display. And for love to win and overwhelm the worst. And so when we go through our worst, may we not ever forget that Jesus has already experienced more of the worst than we can ever imagine. And that in His weakness, at the moment, He actually proclaimed victory. Reminds me of something that Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He talked about the fact that he had been blessed to receive revelations that no human could possibly understand. And then he said, in order to keep himself from being inflated by the greatness of the revelations, that God gave him a thorn in the flesh. And that he went to Jesus in prayer 3 times to ask God to remove this thorn in the flesh. And every time that he did, the answer came back, "My grace is sufficient." Even though you're going through some rough stuff, Paul, trust me, my grace is sufficient. My grace is enough. What I'm doing in your life is enough. What you're accomplishing through me and for me is enough. Because my strength is made great or powerful through weakness. All you have to do is look at Jesus' life, and you can see that the humility that in which he lived in his life and the humility in which he died is a demonstration that you can't get any more powerful, you can't get any more great. And Jesus called on Paul in those moments to continue to reflect that in his life. To entrust yourself to God, look at the cross, and see victory in weakness. And be reminded that even in your greatest weakness, that God will be victorious. We're going to sing a song in just a minute that's all about the cross and all about what Jesus accomplished in a moment when humanity could look at him and say he was weak. And it was nothing less than salvation of a rebellious humanity. And that spurs us on to sing about his great love. If you want to live out his great love tonight in a way that you haven't, then we want to encourage you. We're here to walk with you and help you in any way that we can. So why don't you consider that? And if you have something that's on your heart that you want to share and you'd like to ask for help with, then we want to encourage you to make that known by coming to the front while we stand and sing.